You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
When the subject of taxes comes up, it doesn't usually give you that warm, fuzzy feeling. It's not really something we like to talk about very much. Well, this presentation is going to be the exception to the rule. We're going to cover lots of different things today, and if you can just institute one or two of the things we talked about, it has the potential of saving you thousands and thousands of dollars on your taxes. Our overall objectives during this presentation is we want to utilize the benefits of a corporation. We want to find as many additional deductions as possible. We want to shift as much income to rental and dividends as possible. You'll understand why we want to do that in just a little while. We want to increase our depreciation. We want to learn how to use our children as a tax deduction. Then as we finish up, we're going to look at three ways that we normally get audited. And if you're real careful and listen to what's going on, you'll probably never get audited again, at least not in these three areas. So let's get started. We all know that the self-employed person generally pays the most taxes, but I suspect 95% of the people listening to this presentation are incorporated in some form. If you're incorporated, you may or may not realize it, but you are required by law, yes, required by law, to have an annual meeting once a year. And during that meeting, you must take notes, and you must store those notes in a place that can be viewed if the government ever wants to look at them. Now, the thing that most people don't know about an annual meeting is this. The government states that an annual meeting can be held anywhere in the continental United States. Can't be held in Canada, can't be held in Hawaii, can't go to the Caribbean, but any of the 48 continuous states, you can have your annual meeting there. Well, if you're a small business and you have to have an annual meeting once a year, I don't know about you, but I'm going to incorporate that into my family vacation. As a matter of fact, if I'm going to be there for a week, I'll probably have a 15-minute meeting every morning. I'll take notes on it. Tomorrow morning we'll have another one, and guess what? Nearly all the expenses of my vacation just got written off as my annual meeting. Okay. Something else you've probably heard a lot of conversation about is where to have your physical corporate office. Our suggestion is to make your corporate office a room in your house. Even though you have a building and employees and all that over the other side of town, make your corporate office a room in your house. That opens you up for a couple of home deductions. Now that can be based on the square footage that you use in that room, or it can be based on the number of rooms and create a percentage out of that. But what happens is this, once your corporate office is in your house, let's say it takes up 10% of your total square footage, then you can write off 10% of anything you sell and use on the house. You can write off 10% of your mortgage, 10% of utilities, 10% of lawn care, 10% of painting, literally anything you spend to maintain your home, you can write off that percentage. And anything you spend on that particular room in your house, you can write off 100%. I mean, technically, you could go out and buy $1 million Mona Lisa, hang it on the wall, and write it off as a corporate expense, okay? But you get the idea. Now, another reason we want to do it, which isn't quite so obvious, is because of how you handle your vehicle expenses. You can handle those in one of two different ways. You can write off the actual expenses, that is, depreciate the vehicle, write off your gasoline, your insurance, your maintenance on it. That's one method. The other method is you can write it off at 56 cents a mile. Now, usually the tipping point is about 12,000 miles a year, meaning if you drive more than 12,000 miles a year, you probably want to take the mileage deduction. If you typically drive less than 12,000 miles a year, you probably want to take the actual cost. Okay. Now, what's the advantage of being in your house in terms of the corporation? Well, if you're going to write off the mileage, the only place that you can technically write it off for is when you leave the office, when you go into something related to the company business or to the bank or to a customer's or to go to a job. But if your corporate office is your house, guess what? Every time you leave your house, it's now tax deductible. That may not be huge, but it's going to save you some dollars that way. Okay? Another one topic is credit cards, and this is pretty straightforward. We're all pretty familiar with this, but we should be keeping our personal credit cards and our corporate credit cards totally separate for two very specific reasons. One, you just need to do that as a big good business practice, but the interest you pay on your personal credit card is not deductible, but the interest you pay on your corporate card is deductible. Okay, so just keep those two separate. When it comes to auto expenses, I don't know about you, but over the years, my wife and when my children were at home, they'd run errands for me. Sometimes they make a deposit at the bank. Sometimes they'd pick up some office supplies at Office Depot. Sometimes they'd just run an errand in general. If your wife or your children is doing that for you, if they'll keep a physical log, I'm talking about a physical log in their car and just write down the date. Hey, went to the bank, it was 12 miles over there, 12 miles back, that's 24 miles for the day. Keep a physical log like that throughout the year. You can write that off at 56 cents a mile. Well, gee, if they had miscellaneous mileage like that through the year of 2,000 miles, that's over $1,100 you could write off as a tax deduction. That's not huge, but hey, it saves you a few dollars.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.